A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Yud Zayin, Baba Kama 17a, pagination is 33. We're starting at the new Mishnah of the new Perek towards the bottom of the page. Ketzer HaRegel Moedes, how is the foot described in its classic case of doing damage? L'shaber b'derech hilucha, the animal is going, and it steps on things as it walks. We're talking about walking in the Rishus HaNizik, in the location of the person who got damaged, because if it's walking in the public area, there's no liability, it didn't do anything wrong. But if it wanders into Sedei Acher, someone else's field, then there would be this liability. Likewise, the Mishnah continues with the toldos of regel, the derivatives, are habehema muedas lahalich kedarka ulishaber. The animal is going, and as it goes, it does damage, meaning from its saddle or something like that, it ends up pulling things as it walks normally. That's considered included in regel, and the owner of that animal would have to pay full damage if it meets the criteria, meaning it was done in the Rishus HaNizik, in the possession of the one who got damaged. The Mishnah introduces at this point the concept of tsroros, which is our main topic for today. Tsroros means pebbles. Hoysa miva'etes. If the animal was kicking, so that's a case of keren, intentional damage, which is chatzi nezek for the first times, because it's classified as a tam, and the damage was not anticipated, he only has to pay half damage. That's one category. But then, oshahoyu tsuroros minatsin mitachas yodeho. Pebbles were shooting out from underneath its legs. Vishibra esakelim, and those pebbles broke vessels. Picture earthenware vessels sitting on the side on a shelf, and the animal is walking by. There are two ways it could do damage, as described here. One is kicking. So kicking is intentional but unusual. That's keren. And we discussed that it's mishalim migufo, only the amount of liability based on the animal's worth. But now we're introducing tsuroros, which is a derivative of regel. That means it's going to pay from the Mazik's assets, nothing to do with the value of the animal. It could far exceed the value of the animal. It's considered normal, but as the Gemara explained and Rashi makes note of, it's a halacha l'Moshe miSinai, a tradition that we have from Sinai, that tsuroros, when the damage is done by normal walking, but not by direct contact, but only from the pebbles that flew, the damage that's paid is only chatzi nezek, half damage, mishalim chatzi nezek. The Mishnah poses a creative case. Dorsa ala kli v'shibroso, the animal stepped on a vessel and broke it, v'nafal al kli v'shibro, and those shards went flying and broke a different vessel, ala risho mishalim nezek shalim. On the first one, full damage is paid because that's classic regel. It damaged as it walked. Va'alo achron mishalim chatzi nezek. But on the second one, it's only half damage because in that case, the shards are defined under the category of tsuroros, pebbles. And the halacha l'Moshe miSinai we're describing is that you're only obligated chatzi nezek, half damage. So again, even though keren, willful damage is described as chatzi nezek, and tsuroros is described as chatzi nezek, but it's a very different type of chatzi nezek. As the Mechaber in Shin Tzadi Se'if Gimel describes, tsuroros is the tolda of regel. It is therefore potur b'rshus harabim. If this damage was done in the public area, you're absolved. If damage was done in the nizik's property, it's paid mihayofesh b'nechosav, from the mazik's assets, not migufo, from the animal itself, with a limitation to the value of the animal. But eino mishalim elachatzi nezek, you only pay half damage. Now, in case you're wondering, what happens if mahaleches b'shus harabin, the animal is walking in the public area, v'nitzu tsuroros l'rishus hanizik, and the pebbles go to the private area of the nizik and broke his vessels over there? The Mechaber addresses this in Sif Dalid and writes, Mishalim chatzi nezek, half damage would be paid in such a case, because the tsuroros are indeed doing damage in the private domain. Let's turn the page to a fascinating case towards the bottom, about seven lines up. Ba'i Rava, Rava asked as follows. Darsa al kli velo shibroso. If the animal trampled on a vessel and did not break it right away. Animal is walking in the rishus hanizik, in the domain of the person who's getting damaged. And as it stepped on the article, it didn't get damaged. V'nisgalgil l'makom acha v'nishbar mahu. But now it rolled to a new location, and over there it got broken. Perhaps he kicked it as he was walking, and the vessel then rolled down a cliff and broke at the bottom. So Rava wants to know, Basa me'ikara azlinan, do we follow the initial shove where the animal made contact? Vigufehu, and that's considered regel. The damage was done then. O dilma basa tavar mana azlinan, or do we follow when the article, when the vessel actually broke? Utsuroros ninu, and in that case it would seem to be tsuroros, and he would only pay chatzi nezek, half damage. The Gemara answers, tifshit le midi rabo. We could answer this from a ruling of Rabba, which is even more intriguing. The Omar Rabba says, Zora kli mirosh hagag. If a person throws a vessel from the top of a roof, anybody watching what's happening knows that based on gravity, the article flying to the floor, based on its speed and weight and distance, it is going to break. Uvo acha v'shibra b'makel. But someone else decided to take batting practice and smashed the vessel before it hit the ground. Who is liable for that vessel? Is it the person who threw it off the top because it was for sure going to break? Or is it the person who in actuality broke it? And the ruling is potter, the person who took the batting practice is not liable. Da amrinan lei, because we say, mona tevira tovar. He broke a broken vessel. That means that the vessel has acquired intrinsically a certain property that it's destined to be broken. And at that moment that potential is put into place, it already is considered as if the damage is done, and the person who threw it from the roof is liable. Likewise, in the Shaila of Rava, once the animal kicked the vessel to the point that it is known that it's going to break, it is already considered broken from the beginning, and therefore the liability is like regel, actual contact from the animal, and not like tsroros, the case of pebbles. This is brought by the Ramah in Simen Shin Tzadi Se'if Hei. Darsa ala kli velo nishbar, if the animal trampled on the vessel, but it didn't break at this time, v'nisgalga lemakom acher, and it rolled somewhere else, v'nishbar sham, and it broke over there, mishalim nezek shalim, the liability is full, because it's considered regel, and not tsuroros. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.